This week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. After another offseason of change at the top, the Jags are back in training camp with high expectations. We sit down with head coach Doug Marrone to see where the team stands entering the preseason. And we preview a week of work against the defending Super Bowl champions. All that and more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
Make no mistake about it. There is a ton of work to do, okay, to put yourself in position to win on Sundays. I think it's the first message because, to me, it's the most important message.
Winning. Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone set the tone from the opening press conference and the opening team meeting. And the Jags are off and running in 2017 training camp. And welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars finally back to football in 2017. The fan base for the Jags, they have high expectations coming into the season with all the changes in the offseason. But now it's getting close. The Jaguars are heading to New England before they head up to Foxborough. Let's take a look at the first couple of weeks of training camp. Physicality and toughness. Two traits that head coach Doug Marrone wanted to instill in his football team early in camp. Blake Bortles stumbled in the first padded practice with a 5-interception night, but rebounded with a solid effort 2 days later. After 3 training camp practices, veteran left tackle Brandon Albert surprised the organization by announcing his retirement. And 5 consecutive padded practices tested the Jaguars' stamina and may have answered some questions about the depth chart in the process. We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier, and guys are trying to instill toughness in this football team. Do 5 straight padded practices do that, John?
As much as possible. And I say that because this is not the 80s, the 90s, even the early 2000s, where you could have 2-a-days, where you could really just grind it out this time of year. But it's pretty physical. It's pretty tough out there. And within the context of the rules, as I think Doug said at some point this week, he's going to go as long as he can and as hard as he can within the framework of what you can do. So, yeah, they're probably tougher than they were last week. Why not?
To me, it's not the physical toughness. It's the mental toughness because you got to get yourself up and out of bed on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you've got to get your mind right to get out there on that practice field. It's about grinding through a week like this with no preseason game to look forward to at the end of the week, right? And with the idea that you're not just going to be on the field in the heat or the rain or whatever the conditions are, but then you have to come in and you've got to go through rehab, lift, eat, and then get into the meeting rooms. The thing that they're doing here is they're not leaving a lot of downtime like the previous regime did around here. Every minute of the day is accounted for. I keep looking, where are these guys going to rest when we go to New England next week? There's no rest built in. There's a little active rehab, but no rest. That's as much mental as it is physical.
I shuddered just a bit when he said we had to get out of bed. That's just
right. We've been trying to get toughness going around here for a while.
It's frustrating, right? Yeah. We heard all about, guys, Blake Bortles' tough night about a week ago now, a little over a week ago, when he had 5 interceptions in practice. But other than that, that one blip on the radar, he's had a pretty good camp so far. Would you guys agree with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was hard to tell people not to overreact because the circumstances of that practice were it was the first padded practice, it was on a Saturday night, and the storyline all offseason had been Blake, Blake, Blake. So here's all these people, capacity crowd, and you lay an egg like that. It was all over ESPN. But the fact of the matter was he's put together 3 good practices in a row, 4 good practices in a row, and that's not all over ESPN, right? This is the time where you got to go up and down and try to create consistency. This week, he was able to do that.
He's responded, and I think this week he ratcheted back a little bit. I thought there were some throws that he was cautious on early, but if I had thrown 5 interceptions on Saturday, I probably would have been too. And I think that's what they want. So I think what you saw this week from Blake is probably the quarterback they want. They don't want interceptions. And I would think there are going to be times where it's, hey, if you have a choice between a chance throw and an interception, don't turn the ball over around here. And so within the context of what he could do this week to make up for Saturday, good effort.
Good effort indeed. Defense doing well, too. We haven't seen a lot of Calais Campbell this past week, but A.J. Boye has been out there. A couple of new additions on defense, and Boye's flashing.
Worth every penny so far.
I'm not a free agent makes you better guy. And I've said that since I've gotten back here 6 years ago. But Malik Jackson and A.J. Boye the last 2 years, AJ has that look that Malik had last year in training camp, which is of a veteran guy who's actually going to come in, make a difference, and not feel like you wasted your money.
All right, guys, there's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. A little over a week into training camp, Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marrone to see where the team stands. Plus, a training camp tradition is back for the fans in 2017. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields. And this week, we're talking with the guys about favorite TV shows.
Growing up, I was a big, like, Even Stevens, Boy Meets World.
All that, Hey Arnold, you know, Cat Dog, you know, the good stuff.
Ed and Eddie was my show.
When I was coming up, it was Power Rangers, Rugrats.
I watched a lot of Family Matters with my mom, like Steve Urkel.
When I was growing up, I was into SpongeBob big time. I still am into SpongeBob, still love SpongeBob, watch it like every Saturday, Sunday.
I just love SpongeBob and how to weigh him and, of course, his relationship with Patrick was so close.
We're supposed to be friends forever.
Now my favorite TV shows are Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is my favorite show.
I just watched Better Call Saul. I thought it was okay. Watched Westworld, Silicon Valley.
My favorite in the last like 5 years is probably Breaking Bad.
Say my name.
I've seen all the Star Treks, whether it's the original Star Trek, whether it's Star Trek Next Generation.
I just watched First Take, really, ESPN.
My favorite TV show has been Fresh Prince since I was, I don't even know.
Check this. His royal freshness. That's dope.
I'm waiting on the TV show Westworld to come back on. That's a great TV show.
I suppose self-delusion is a gift of natural selection as well. Indeed it is.
You haven't finished it.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save.
Offense, here we go. Right here on the 20, here we go. Hey, this is where we have to be good mentally.
Head coach Doug Marrone mic'd up in the offseason. It's always a fun listen and watch on Jaguars.com. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Marrone's trying to instill that toughness in his football team the first couple of weeks of training camp, but where do they stand on that? Jeff Lagerman had a visit with the head coach presented by Cadillac.
Doug, you guys have a great opportunity this week coming up to practice against the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. What excites you most about this opportunity?
I think, one, the opportunity to go against someone else in training camp. You know, you get the you're going against the same players each day. You're working against each other. You're beating on each other. And then now you get a chance to go against different players from a personnel standpoint, but also I think schematically. You know, obviously we're going against a team that, you know, has a 3-4 defense, which we see quite a bit in this league. Obviously we don't play that in our defensive scheme. So it gives us a chance to get some work against it in a good situation.
And defensively, an opportunity against maybe the greatest of all time, Tom Brady.
Well, yes. I mean, you go against a quarterback like Tom, and then obviously the people that he has around them. So, again, it gives you a good feel for, you know, matchups and what you can do. And it gives us an opportunity to switch things up, to see how we want to do things, how do we want to cover people. And it gives us a good outlook to see what we have going into the season.
Bill Belichick, world-renowned coach, familiar with him, obviously, because you played in the division when you were head coach of Buffalo. What kind of a personal relationship and how well do you know him?
Well, I feel, again, I can't speak for him, but for my part, I've always looked at him before when I was a head coach at Syracuse or I was around the league. We happened to spend a lot of time together when we coached the Pro Bowl after the 06 season, I believe. So we were able to spend time with himself and his staff. So I'd gotten to know them well from that standpoint, and it's the same thing. I have a lot of respect for what they do. I think that they do an excellent job. So schematically, situationally, the things that they seem to be doing better than anyone else is a great challenge for our team.
His kryptonite, 07 and 11, was Tom Coughlin. You get the opportunity to work with Tom Coughlin. What's it been like for you to work with Tom Coughlin?
It's really has been outstanding, you know, for me. I think a lot of times you go into these situations, you know, you're the head coach. There's really not a lot of people you can go to. There's, you know, it's, maybe you get on the phone and make a phone call to someone. You know, you don't have someone that's watching it every day. You don't have someone that's right across the hall from you. You don't have someone that you can bounce ideas off of. You don't have someone that you know, continually as a head coach, hey, I may be a little bit down to push you, you know, a little bit more, or I may be getting a little bit excited to make sure that you stay level. And I think, you know, that coach is making me a better head coach right now.
It's been fun watching him interact with you during the practices so far, because he kind of stays back, but then you guys seem to communicate constantly throughout practice.
It's true. I mean, if I see something, you know, a lot of times I'll just want to either confirm something or make sure that I'm seeing something the right way. It's an extra set of eyes for us, which is going to make us a better team. I think that, you know, obviously my relationship with Coach has been extremely close for a while before this situation happened. And the thing that I love the most is there's only one thing that Coach wants to get accomplished, and that's to win. So there is no hidden agenda. There's nothing going on. He just wants what's best for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So for using him as a resource, he's been a head coach for multiple years, much more than I have. It would be foolish on my part not to try to get everything I can out of him to make me a better coach and coach this team better.
Thanks, Jeff. We're deep into training camp, and there have been a lot of changes for the Jaguars this offseason, but one camp tradition has not changed. We take a closer look in the Baptist Health feature.
A moment that a child will never forget, the opportunity to interact with NFL players at training camp. It's all part of the helmet hike, an event that has become a Jaguars training camp tradition.
You know, I was in that position one time just being a small kid, so it's a blessing to be able to give back and just look at how happy he was to just, you know, carry my helmet. And it was a special feeling to me. It gave me juices and energy before practice, so it was just a blessing to just to give back and see that.
Children lined up to carry players' helmets to the field. A major impact on the kids for sure, but for the players as well.
You know, I love kids, so any chance I get to make someone's day, and it's only like 10 seconds, so it means a lot. You know, that's something you look back on, you know, throughout later in your career, and you know, you touch people's lives.
Taking a moment to give back to children learning the game could spark the next generation of NFL stars and fans, as it did for defensive end Yannick Ngakoue.
When I was younger, I got taken to an OTA practice in the Redskins facility, and I was blessed to meet a couple older guys when I was a young kid, so it just brought like a little flashback to me.
After walking and talking with children, the players used their helmets in the first padded practice of 2017 training camp.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, a Jags wide receiver helping students in need. Allen Robinson gives back in the hours before reporting to camp. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub.
It's a daily grind. You can't do it one time. You gotta do it all the time.
Jags fourth-year linebacker Telvin Smith mic'd up during training camp. Look for more inside access on In the Trenches, presented by Gatorade. That's all preseason on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. It's time to get into the kitchen with Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. New this year, a familiar face. Angie Buscelli is with us. This week, she's with noted eater, her husband Tony Buscelli, and Chef Tony, and they have a fantastic fish favorite.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're in this beautiful Dreamfinders Homes model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. And look what the cat drug in. We got the big cat himself, my other half, and the other Tony from Publix, Chef Tony. I'm surrounded.
I thought I was
the
better half and better Tony.
No. Other.
Oh, other.
Yeah. Well, you're still the better Tony in this case.
Yeah,
but
right.
No, we're in a kitchen. Trust me, you are the better Tony.
Hey, I'm gonna take what I can get here. Hey, you know what?
Are you actually gonna touch some of this food to cook it?
If you need me to make this, I can make anything you want.
Let's go.
All right. Hey, Angie said you love fish tacos, so yeah. I figured I'd take your spin and my spin and put it together. So we're gonna do a blackened fish taco today.
Perfect.
So in that bowl, if you'll go ahead and grab that whisk and whisk that together. Garlic powder.
Whisking is kind of stirring, right?
It is. A little bit slower. Now keep it in the bowl, though. There we go. We have dried thyme, paprika, cayenne pepper, garlic powder, onion powder,
ooh,
salt,
like
and pepper.
Oh,
and once it's mixed nice and thoroughly, that's a great job right there. I mean, did you have good hand technique on the line? I can tell right here.
Well, you know, one of my hobbies is cooking.
I like it. I like
so
it.
So a lot of the time, spare
someone
time.
Someone get a picture of this, please.
Hey, well, every Monday, I hear you roasting a couple of fellas on the radio.
That's
so.
Exactly right.
All right, so that's mixed up perfectly. Angie, if you'll take, we have snapper today. You can use mahi-mahi, flounder.
We like snapper.
Pompano, whatever it is. Just put it in there and press it. And once we get it all covered, We're going to walk over to... Oh, they're clean.
Always.
They're clean. Beautiful.
Never trust her.
You're so ornery.
Come on, I'm just making sure. I mean, I'm going to eat this. I don't want
it's going to be delicious, too. Yeah, you're going to like it.
Since when do you turn down food? Exactly.
Well, it's a new Tony, you know what I mean? I mean, eating good protein,
healthier food.
Like, this is what I like. This is good.
Awesome. We'll get that one done.
I'll give it an extra, pepper.
Cayenne pepper. I'm trying here. All right.
Awesome. Let's turn back over to the stovetop here. I have a cast iron pan roaring on high heat right here. I mean, it is screaming. No oil in this dish, because what's going to happen is when we put the fish in, it's going to create a bed of hot air to cook underneath it. And with the spices going, that's what's going to blacken it. We'll give it about 2 to 3 minutes on each side. Turn it over. Make sure it's cooked through. It'll be ready.
Is there a certain temperature? I mean, as far as, can you have like... If it was like like a medium rare or something, or do you want to cook it all the way through with the snapper?
145 is where you can go. Okay. That's a good temperature for fish. But right. We'll take it out of the pan. We'll wrap it in some lettuce, right?
I'm ready.
I have some mango salsa, pico, and some cheese.
When do we start?
As soon as it's done.
Oh, okay.
That's a good start in the kitchen. And for the full blackened fish tacos recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. A fourth-year wide receiver, Allen Robinson, is entering a contract year, but he took the hours before reporting to this very important training camp to give back to children in need. And Brian Sexton has more.
Red, my favorite color, too. You got to get red.
On the night before training camp opened, Jaguars wide receiver Allen Robinson was more focused on the future of some of Jacksonville's kids than his own.
I thought this would be a perfect day. You know, again, going into camp tomorrow, so for me, you know, it kind of turns up a little bit as far as my focus to the game of football, you know. So I mean, it's actually been a lot of fun being able to get out here with the kids, you know, kind of take their mind off of that, you know, for just for a brief second, you know, before you kind of start up for the next, the remainder of the year. I don't know. He may have been the winner, though.
Robinson's Within Reach Foundation works to help at-risk kids get the clothing, shoes, and school supplies they need to be successful when school starts for them later this month. It's become an annual effort by Robinson to do for others what his parents were able to do for him.
I was blessed with the opportunity, you know, to be able to have football cleats and basketball sneakers and things like that, to be able to do what I wanted to do. You know, so being able to take these kids shopping, you know, just see the excitement on their faces for them to get back to school and get back to the activities and be able to do the activities that they want to do.
Gift cards were handed out and shoppers hit the aisles at Academy Sports. Smiles, energy, and enthusiasm filled the store, as well as a sense of gratitude for the time, effort, and support that these kids need to have the chance to someday, perhaps, reach their dreams like A-Rob has his. For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Brian Sexton.
Thank you, Brian. There's still more to come. Up next, a look ahead to the week of practice against the defending Super Bowl champions. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
It'll just bring us together, you know, we're not taking it lightly, you know. That's Super Bowl champs, you know. I think it's good for us personally, because we get to see how a Super Bowl team practice, how they work.
Even rookies know, including running back Leonard Fournette, what's going to happen next week in Foxborough. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Well, last time the Jags were in Foxborough, all Patriots all day, a couple years ago. Preseason's a little different, but guys, this is still great experience for this Jaguars team.
Well, and the theme going up there is going to be, what can the Jaguars learn from being around this five-time dynasty that has basically defined the NFL for the last 20 years? You know, I don't get too excited about what we're going to see from the Jaguars on the field this season because they went to Foxborough. But in trying to establish something around here, a discipline, a way of doing things, it can't hurt for them to see it in action up there. So, yeah, good move.
Well, to talk to guys who played for Tom Coughlin, who went and played for Bill Belichick, Kyle Brady and Fred Taylor, they'll tell you that they were very, very similar. The difference being Tom Brady. Let's be honest. He's the guy that sets the entire tempo. He's the guy that's going to connect with his receivers, and the ball's never going to hit the ground. So for Blake and A-Rob and Marquise and those guys, they're going to want to match that. Same thing in the secondary. That's where the value really is that you raise your level up. And then you come back, hopefully, and you do the exact same thing you did against the Patriots, against yourself and the Bucs and the rest of the season.
But there's probably some value. I mean, I get that Tom and Doug are instilling it. But to go up there and see that they actually do it and that they've won five rings, that can't hurt. But again, I'm not sure it's going to be the difference between 9-7 and 6-10.
The value is 5 Lombardi trophies.
That's right.
See those.
Robert Kraft said they're running out of room for banners in Foxborough.
Oh, good for them.
Tough, tough issue there. The Jags and the Patriots coming up Thursday night at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. And we'll see you next time on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.